Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply mature audiences only. Mature audiences only. There are many things in society that are reserved for mature audiences only. If you go to the movie theater, then there are some movies that you cannot see unless you're a certain age. If you want to apply for a driver's license, you've got to be of a certain age in order to receive one. There is a voting age, there is a drinking age, and so many other things are reserved not for children, but for mature audiences only. The mature audience concept also has a relevance in this Christian life, as even though we start out as babes in Christ, our goal as believers is to grow each day. You remember the Bible encourages us in 1 Corinthians 3:2, when Paul says, "I fed you with milk and not with meat," because he didn't think they were able to bear it. Then we discover in 2 Peter 3:18 that we're encouraged to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yes, my friends and neighbors, it's important for us to grow in every aspect of our lives. It's important to develop and to advance, to thrive and to excel. Let's outline how we do that as Christians with our GROW acronym. The 4 key ways we can grow every time. That G reminds us of the importance of generosity. Think for a moment of all the wonderful things that we've been given. Everything we have has come from God. Every good and perfect gift comes from Him, as is outlined in James chapter 1. We know that He's given us our health and our strength. He's given us wonderful families. God has specialized in giving, and we should give to others. We actually receive that mandate in Luke 6:38, where we receive, "Give, and it shall be given unto us. Good measures, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto our bosom." We discover in Matthew 10:18 that we should be free to give of our spiritual gifts: healing the sick, cleansing the lepers, raising the dead, casting out devils. Freely we've received, and freely we've given. How well are you giving of what God has given you? Are you giving your time? Are you taking those moments out of your day to study and to read and to develop and grow into God's word? Yes, my friends, I would encourage you to do those things, because we grow by spending time with God. We also grow by giving time to others. My daughters and I are embarking on volunteering exercise all summer, where we can spend our time giving to those in need. Yes, my friends, it is an amazing thing to do, because now we're giving of what God has given us so abundantly. We can give of our time, we can give of our talents, we can give of our resources, my friends, but we should always give. Think about it. Children don't like to share. They hoard everything. If they see another child playing with a toy that they're not interested in, they'll go and snatch the toy from the child's hand just because it belonged to them originally. We don't want to be like that, my friends. We want to be those that give, that are in our GROW acronym reminds us of the importance of resilience. This is simply our ability to bounce back. Let's ask ourselves the questions: how do we respond when things don't go our way? We know how children respond. They throw temper tantrums and pout and hope that things will change. They go around with a sad face and hope that someone will feel sorry for them and give them what they want. But mature audiences handle things differently. We know that God has given us bounce back ability. The Bible says in Proverbs 24:16, "For a just man falls 7 times and rises up again." Then we discover in Psalm 37:24 that though we fall, we won't be utterly cast down, for God is able to hold us up with His hand. You remember the resilience of Jesus. He was crucified, and yet, my friends, on the 3rd day He rose again. That's bounce back ability. You've got the same bounce back ability in you, and that same bounce back ability will allow us to overcome obstacles and setbacks and trials and challenges. We can do all things through Christ that gives us strength. Then we discover, my friends and neighbors, that O in our GROW acronym reminds us of the importance of objectivity. This is the fine art of never taking things personally. Even though we all see the world from our own lenses and we think that everything may all be about us, nothing could be further from reality. You see, when we start becoming objective, we learn that we can love everybody. Do you realize you can really love everybody? Even the person that talks about you, even the one that does you wrong, even the one that does not like you, even the one that criticizes you on social media. We can love everybody. The Bible tells us in 1 John 4:7, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. Notice he didn't say, let us love the black, or let us love white, or let us love rich, or let us love poor. No, it's let us love one another. That's everyone we come in contact with. Did you know we had the power to love everyone? We also have the power to forgive everybody. We discover in Mark 11:25 that when we're praying, we should forgive if we've got anything against anyone, that our Father also forgives us of our trespasses. We want to be as easy to forgive. Are you holding a grudge against somebody? Is somebody on your bad side, so to speak? I challenge you to exercise the art of forgiveness. Start in your own family. Exercise forgiveness with them and see what doesn't God, won't he make a way and won't he do it for you? That W in our GROW acronym reminds us of the importance of wisdom. This is the art of learning from the Holy Spirit, allowing him to teach us. And even when we make mistakes, we know how to overcome and learn from them as well. You see, wisdom will empower us from refraining from talking out of turn. You see it in the book of James, how the tongue is a deadly poison almost. And many times we can be guilty of not being wise enough to hold our peace when we need to. We've got to resist the urge of bringing others down and remember the importance of bringing others up. Remember that everyone deserves our best. We've got to refuse to create hostile environments. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 4:7 that wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. Then we discover in Ephesians 1:17 that God will grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. You see, wisdom just allows us to think several moves ahead. If you've ever played chess or checkers or dominoes or any of those games of strategy, you've got to move several moves ahead. You can't just think about one move. You got to know that every move is going to impact somebody else. And every move, my friends, is going to impact someone. And we can win every time if we follow these principles. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you. God bless your families. And embrace the new and improving you.